The New South Wales village of Bylong near Mudgee is known for its idyllic and tranquil appeal, but some farmers and locals in the town fear that won't last much longer. Mining company KEPCO plans to build an open-cut mine in the region. The New South Wales Department of Planning and Environment approved the mine in a preliminary report last month. And yesterday, the Planning Assessment Commission held a public hearing into the proposal. Pablo Vinales reports from Mudgee.
For farmer Graham Tanner, his 800 acres of farmland near Mudgee is like nothing else.
We love the place, you know. We've been there for years, we've had it for years, and the Bylong Valley used to be a secluded valley.
But he says change is coming. Mining company KEPCO plans to build an open-cut and underground coal mine in the Bylong Valley, extracting 125 million tonnes of coal over almost a quarter of a decade. It'd create 665 jobs and bring $1.3 billion in capital investment to the region. Since pushing for the proposal, KEPCO has been acquiring affected properties. One of those properties affected is Graham Tanner's farm.
We just said, look, we're not interested in selling out, you mightn't get your licence. You know, we've got a good farm and had it for 27 years. I've been there irrigating for 16 years. It's our livelihood, it's our business.
Farmers and environmentalists argue the region doesn't have enough water to support the mine. Proponents say the region needs jobs. Dozens of small businesses and individuals addressed a Planning Assessment Commission hearing at Mudgee yesterday, urging the commission to approve the mine. KEPCO also spoke at the hearing and vowed the mine would operate successfully and sustainably. KEPCO's chief operating officer is Bill Vatovec.
The economic benefits of the mine are widespread, generating over $592 million to the region and also to the state of New South Wales.
Supporters of the mine say the region desperately needs economic stimulus. Andrew Palmer is from the Mudgee Chamber of Commerce.
The Kandos area in particular has lost a lot of industry over recent years and a lot of jobs subsequently left. We see the KEPCO Bylong project as an opportunity to replace many of those jobs and continue to build our local community.
Last month, the Department of Planning and Environment approved the mine, subject to conditions. It recommended KEPCO show it has enough water before starting operations and conduct further studies on the effect on Aboriginal cultural heritage values. The Planning Assessment Commission will publish its findings in a few weeks. Opponents say that won't be the end of the battle.
Stressful, pretty hard on you. I'm just about the last man down there.
Farmer Graham Tanner ending that report by Pablo Vinales.